With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The things soldiers carry into battle.
Lieutenant Jimmy Cross carried his good luck pebble. Dave Jensen carried a rabbit's foot. Norman Bowker, otherwise a very gentle person, carried a thumb that had been presented to him as a gift by Mitchell Sanders.
That's Tim O'Brien, whose book, The Things They Carried, looks at a platoon of combat soldiers who trudged through the Vietnam countryside in futile pursuit of the enemy.
They carried their reputations. They carried the soldiers' greatest fear, which was the fear of blushing. Men killed and died because they were embarrassed not to.
It has been 20 years since Tim O'Brien's tour as a foot soldier in Vietnam, and while he's still mining that territory, he insists Vietnam is only a backdrop for his art.
What I care about is that sense of imminent death.
In 1979, O'Brien won the National Book Award for his novel Going After Cacciato, which blended fantasy with the stark reality of war.
It was a year John Cheever's collected stories had come out, and John Irving's The World According to Garp had been published. And, you know, the betting favorites were you know, Cheever and Irving. And I mean, I needed it. they didn't need it as badly as I did.
Tim O'Brien's powerful book, The Things They Carried, is hard to categorize, composed as it is of interrelated vignettes.
It's not quite a novel. On the other hand, it would be unfair to me to brand it just as a book of stories.
Published by Houghton Mifflin, Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Things can be invented which are truer than the truth.
That's National Book Award winner Tim O'Brien, author of The Things They Carried, a telling portrait of some of the young men who fought in Vietnam. Here's an example of what O'Brien means when he says fiction is often truer than the truth.
Four guys go down a trail, a grenade sails out, one guy jumps on it, takes a blast. But it's a killer grenade, and everybody dies anyway. Afterward, though, one of the dead guys says, "Why'd you do that?" And the jumper says, "It's the story of my life, man."
Tim O'Brien was a foot soldier in Vietnam. The image of the U.S. soldier in that war is a bad one.
You bet your booties it's deserved. I mean, and it's not just in Americans. When you go to war, you're committing evil in the name of, you know, name of good. But you're still doing pretty terrible things.
Part of the problem was that the Americans couldn't find the enemy.
There were no battle lines. No ground was won and kept.
For soldiers like O'Brien, it was a matter of walking from place to place.
We'd walk into a village. We'd search it. We might lose a man. We might not. And we'd leave it. And as soon as we left it, it reverted again to the enemy.
Vietnam was an unwinnable war.
If you were there for a week or two walking around, the most hawkish of us, those, you know, most dedicated to the war, even they quickly realized that we weren't accomplishing anything.
Tim O'Brien's skillful work of fiction, The Things They Carried, was published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The trauma began when Tim O'Brien, the product of a small-town Minnesota family, received his draft notice and entered the war in Vietnam.
It was an event I went to kicking and screaming. I had hated that war from the beginning and did not want to become a soldier. I didn't want to die, but I sure didn't want to die in what seemed to me to be a wrong war.
O'Brien says he was a coward. He went to Vietnam.
I'm just afraid of being embarrassed is what it came down to, you know, kind of imagining people sitting around in a small cafe on Main Street in Worthington, Minnesota, saying, "Did you hear what O'Brien did? The sissy went to Canada."
Tim O'Brien began writing as he marched the countryside as a foot soldier.
And I sent in a few of these things from Vietnam. One was published in Playboy back in 1970 and a couple in newspapers.
Those sketches later appeared in O'Brien's first book, If I Die in a Combat Zone. Tim O'Brien found it easy to return to civilian life.
No nightmares, no midnight sweats. I seemed to glide back from that war.
He went to graduate school, worked at the Washington Post, and began writing fiction in earnest, winning the National Book Award in 1979. His latest book, The Things They Carried, is also set in Vietnam, and for Tim O'Brien, the memory of the conflict becomes ever sharper.
As you get more selective, your memory, you know, sort of throws away the background noise, and you're left with some pretty stark images and sounds and memories.
Houghton Mifflin published Tim O'Brien's The Things They Carried.
You put it out in the world, you hope it'll last in a bookstore for a few months and on a library shelf for a few thousand years.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.